we're not politicians, we're affected homeowners that have come together, that are trying to sort it out, this crisis, a humanitarian crisis. Within a few feet of us are people that could potentially help us, but they chose not to. They choose not to. And I'm going to be the voice in Dublin now for us. We need a voice in Dublin. The people have picked me. I'm going to go up there on the floor of the Dáil and represent the people of Donegal. And I'm going to give it everything I've got.
Well said, Charlie.
When did you start to believe? Because the last couple of days has been a roller coaster, right? I think everyone kind of had you written off yesterday. You had yourself written off yesterday, possibly, because the numbers didn't seem to make sense. But then the vote started coming your way and you could see optimism rise. At what point did you think we can do this?
I knew from the very beginning I had a strategic plan. We knew that there would be issues in certain areas, but for instance, every bus I went in Carindona, Ali had been on already. Everywhere I went in Buncrana, Joy had been already. Dennis, everywhere I went, our councillors, Thomas, had done the work for me on the ground. We went everywhere. We canvassed everywhere. And we were determined to make sure that we got over. Now, at the very beginning, it looked like we were going to be in and have problems. But strategic-wise, going into the Finn Valley and stuff like that, you rely on good old hands like Frank McBurtie, who came out strong for us. And going to certain other areas, we canvassed, feet on the ground, knocking on doors every single day. Audrey McGee, Dennis McGee, everybody. I'm making sure I don't forget it. Jared.
Best thing is not mention anyone. No, no. And then you won't leave them out.
I just want to say to everybody, it's a team effort. We're ordinary people.
And
defective homes. Every day, people will go home today. We will go home today to our homes that are in shocking states.
Yeah. But they'll probably go home this evening perhaps with a little bit more hope than when they left the homes this morning.
Exactly.
I just want to ask you one other thing too. I mean, this party didn't exist not so long ago.
Yeah.
Four councillors now. You tried, you know, you didn't fail. Yeah. You've had to hear people say you're the wrong candidate.
Yeah. Yeah.
You've had to field that and battle through that, right? But here you are now, four councillors and a TD.
Yeah.
Bigger than Fine Gael in this county at the moment, let's put it like that.
Right?
Going to get me in trouble. I don't mean it like that, right? But it's a remarkable story, really, is the point I was getting to. It's a remarkable story.
Greg, we made history. Everybody that's in this party has made history. You know, like, we were around a kitchen table a year ago. We got four councillors elected. We've got a TD, you know. Eamon Jackson, Director of Elections there. We have had a plan. We've implemented the plan strategically. People had us written off, but I was confident that the transfers would take us over. Most transfer-friendly party in Donegal.